This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan filmmakers really have their work cut out for them. Millions of dollars in annual state tax incentives are a certain target for cuts. And now there's a move afoot in the legislature to shut down the Michigan Film Office altogether. Critics are worrying the film and television industries are going to pass right by Michigan in favor of states with more generous incentives. But filmmakers, like my next guest, are still seeking ways to make movies even as they're based in Michigan. Lance Cowis is from Farmington Hills in Oakland County. He's an award-winning director, writer, producer, and an actor. Lance, tell us, how did you come to be a filmmaker?
Misery.
Misery. How did misery drive you to the film industry?
I was born and raised in the west coast of Africa in a country called Freetown, Sierra Leone, a blood diamond country. So I saw a lot of turbulation, a lot of political turmoil, but also beauty. Sierra Leone is a beautiful country. And that transformed in a night, in one night. It changed because of the rebels that came in. And it sort of changed the entire innocence and beauty of the childhood that I had in Freetown. I was also educated in England, so I learned Shakespeare, obviously. And both, the end result is, you know, this transformation of you want to say something as a child and as a growing man, and how best can you tell it through the, you know, it has to be the medium of film.
And how did you come to Michigan?
Well, after I graduated from England, I came to Michigan to live with one of my uncles. He's a cardiologist. And I became a citizen and I lived here, went to University of Michigan, got a banking and finance degree. And
banking and finance, but yeah, yet here you are.
I do my budgets.
You're good with budgets, but here you are, a director and an actor and a writer.
Yes.
So how did that leap happen?
Also, my parents owned a chain of video stores in Africa, so I watched Federico Fellini,
you schooled
Ford,
yourself,
Spielberg. I watched Out of Africa when I was in Africa. I was blown away by it. How can Africa have all this beautiful music of John Barry? Yeah. I wanted that. And, you come to the U.S. and your dreams, if you work hard, your dreams come true. I pursued it. It wasn't easy.
How did you learn it? How did you learn the craft?
You're a product of your environment. If you love an art and you are at it every day, it transforms you. It makes you the person that you are, you want to become. So I learned, writing because I'm a reader. So I learned the art of writing scripts because I've always loved film because of my childhood and, with my parents, video stores. And I wanted to convey messages and emotion. I love the fact that you can look at a screen and it can transform your emotion. You know, when I was a kid, I saw this woman sing "The Hills Are Alive" and the Sound of Music, and I was like, "Wow!" I was blown away by it.
The power of
the
whole
power
experience.
It's amazing, and I'm reaching that right now.
So you've got that business and finance thing, which is as it turns out, very, very important. But before we talk about the actual how you get these done, what do you think makes a good movie, Lance?
If you move somebody emotionally, if you make them laugh, if you make them cry, if you make them reflect on their personal lives, and it has a nice, solid message at the end, I think that makes a good movie.
And looking at the body of your work, I think it points to the fact that a film does not have to be a big budget Megilla whopper to make an impact and also to raise awareness of social issues and political issues.
Yes. This is very important. I'm not privileged like other people. My budgets are very low budgets. And my shooting dates, I don't have the privilege of shooting 30 days. I have the privilege of shooting only 12 days to convey a feature film, which is amazing. And this is done right here in Michigan by film people who love film and have dedicated their lives, from the beginning. These are right here in Michigan, where they support you from the DPs to the editors to the musicians, to the lighting. It goes on and on. The wardrobe people that we have here, they're highly sophisticated. And, and they are earning meager amounts of money to convey a beautiful story or whatever it is that we're making on the screen. And I utilize that. I utilize that skill and I try to be fair. And I pay myself the same thing I pay my crew. And then we try to execute these films. Like I said, a Fractured was executed in 12 days and it got distribution. And we had Eric Roberts and Jake Busey. Golden Shoes was executed at the end of the 15, 16 days. We had Vivica Fox and Montel Williams, fortunate enough to have worked with these people.
Mm-hmm. And this I'm hearing you have to bring in actors from elsewhere.
Yes, yes, I have to, because that's the name of the game also, is to sell film. At the end of the day, you want to return your money to your investor.
All right.
And then these guys, these actors, refined actors, they carry your film, and distributors like that.
And you don't find the pool you need in Michigan?
I do. And I am discovering a lot of talent. It exists. And one day we will have major talent coming out of Michigan, discovered by major agencies in Los Angeles. And that's why the film incentive, some of it, not all of it, if whatever they're doing, needs to stay in Michigan to help that industry.
Your manager wants you to move to L.A., right?
Agent, manager.
Everybody wants to move to L.A.
Move to L.A.
Why are you so committed to staying here in Michigan?
Number one, Michigan grounds me. I love going to L.A. I just came back from L.A. I do my deals in L.A. Mm-hmm. Michigan grounds me. It's where I'm at. This is where my family is. This is where my friends are. This is how I've discovered being a filmmaker. And it's also very affordable. Life is extremely affordable compared to L.A. So when I go to L.A., it's like a vacation to me.
Okay. So... And I have to guess that as a local filmmaker, as a Michigan filmmaker, there are opportunities that might not exist in L.A. because you are a bigger fish here in Michigan, and yes, there are many, 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 many fish in L.A.
Yes, yes. If we are not on the ledge juggling chainsaws, then we're not doing justice to our craft. And this was said by David Fincher. He's my master. That's who I love. I love David Fincher. And it's true. If you don't push yourself to the limit and you push your crew to the limit, you cannot create the art that's needed out there to become an auteur filmmaker where your voice is heard. And, you know, it didn't come easy. I mean, I had 138 rejections when I first started. These are letters that I have in my office. So if you look at the 100th rejection letter, your brain starts to talk to you. What are you doing, Lance? You have a Michigan degree. Why are you doing this? But it's the passion of a filmmaker, the love of conveying a story, you know, the visual medium, transposing, you know, the literal medium into a visual medium. It's a beautiful transformation. It's like music to my ear when I see the words and the lines that transform and come on the screen. I'm so gratified and I feel so blessed. So on the 139th letter that I got, when I was accepted that, oh, you are actually nominated, all your fears and all your struggles are wiped out within a second. Mm. Because I didn't give up. Because the minute you give up, you're dead in this industry. So I did not give up. And right now I have several contracts on the table and I can go out to different states and actually bid for film to come to Michigan. And these films, even though they're not blockbuster, they will employ people in Michigan, which is key. You know, we want to build an industry in Michigan, and we have several industries, but film is a beautiful medium. You know, I did a movie called Restitution a few years ago. A friend of mine in Turkey saw it. He didn't know what Detroit was about.
Yeah.
There's an exponential factor there.
Yeah, spreading around the world.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Michigan-based filmmaker Lance Kawas, who has directed 9 films. He is an award-winning, as well as a director, writer, producer, and actor. Lance, we have heard that the Michigan Film Office is focused on strengthening the film industry in the state with or without the tax credits for the industry. Do you think that's possible? Because we know Lansing lawmakers, Governor Snyder, they've got the spotlight on that $50 million.
Yes, I think the Michigan Film Office is an integral part to everything that I've done. And without them, I wouldn't have been successful.
And do you think they can strengthen the industry even if the credits go away?
They can strengthen it if they don't wipe all the money out. I mean, you do need an incentive at the end of the day. Look at it this way. I mean, I'm bringing in now 2 films from a major TV station into Michigan. It just got approved.
Uh-huh.
If the incentive isn't there, it would have gone to a different state. And that's for 30 days for 2 films. And I hope... at the end of the day, it's not totally wiped out. It'll be sad.
Well, as you follow the debate in Lansing over these tax credits for filmmakers, what do you think they're getting right and what do you think they don't get or don't understand when we're talking about our policymakers?
If you want to develop an industry, you have to let it breathe. It takes time to develop an industry where it's worldwide recognized. When people think film in the US, they think Hollywood. But why can't it be also Michigan? You need to nurture it. You need to feed it, infuse it with, you know, not a lot of money, actually. Because nowadays, because of the technology, you don't need those big sets anymore to convey a story. And also, you have mom-and-pop stores that create, you know, the prop masters that create the interiors of buildings. And these little jobs, you don't want to lose that. That's an art that doesn't want to be lost. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You know, gas, trucks, lighting. I mean, like I said, it's huge. If you really want to go to, you know, line by line, itemizing everything and who benefits from it. That's why it's extremely important to keep the state incentive. No matter what's how small it is, it's better than nothing. And I want to stay in Michigan, and I'm a big supporter of this, and I will always stay here and make movies here.
Well, you can check Lance's work on his website, WashingtonStreetProductions.com. That's WashingtonStreetProductions.com. There are trailers and all kinds of information and writings from Lance. And we'll be following. And thank you so much for being with us, Lance Kawas. It was really a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.